The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Or Ray at RTE.ie. Now, you've been listening to me boring you about the benefits of running for a long time. So I'm going to take a step back and let somebody else bore you. David Gillick. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, right?
You're not going to bore them. But there's a new research from Parkrun in partnership with VHI.
Yeah.
And it has sort of confirmed what we all know.
Yeah, it has. Like you've been harping on, I've been harping on. A lot of people are aware that, you know, the benefits of exercise and just getting out there. And I think this research in conjunction with VHI and the Parkrun, you know, it just highlights and I suppose backs what we all know, that getting out, running, exercising is just good for our physical well-being, our mental well-being, our overall fitness, and also our happiness. And another little interesting stat from the research was that not only participating in a park run, but even volunteering at a park run. So getting involved in that community which is set up, and you've seen park runs around the country, there is a sense of community, volunteerism, people giving up their time, just getting involved. And I think this research just highlights the benefits across, like I said, your physical and your mental, and just that community and being involved in something like that as well is phenomenal.
Because you're getting social interaction as well, because the cup of tea and the scone are a big part of it in a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. And you'll see that like from individual, that community where they finish up the park run and then there's obviously a cafe or something like that around, they go and have a cup of tea, even people bring it along with them. I've been very fortunate with VHI to do roadshows over the last year. We've gone to 9 places and last year then, before that, it was another 9, and I've seen it all over the country and it's brilliant. I think, you know, when I look at the recent kind of months for me, Templemore and Tipperary was a great park run, Monaghan, there's so many good ones, and we come along and we support what people are trying to do there. We make it fun, we have teas and coffees, and you know, I'm there, do a bit of a warm up, and we give them rewards, we have a yoga teacher and stuff like that, and it's that sort of environment. And what it's really pleasing for me is that it's open for everyone. And I think even yesterday, there was a park run record by Sean Tobin over in...
Saturday, yeah.
He ran... What did he run?
14 minutes.
14:19.
Is that very fast? Yeah.
That's very fast. Yeah. In Malahide, which isn't the fastest course. But then you have the other side of it as well. And even my local one, in Marley, we had 600 people there on Saturday, including my wife. She'll probably hate me for saying that now, but she got around it. But it's that broad kind of range.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that everyone knows what park runs are, and we can't assume that. So it's 9:30 in locations around the country. A lot of them are parks. That's where it gets the name from. And it's free of charge.
Free of charge is 117.
And it's 5K. 117 now,
17 total park runs.
Does that include junior runs?
That includes junior runs. So yeah. I think there's about 90-odd adult park runs, the 5K, and then obviously you've got the junior park runs on the Sunday morning. So, yeah, it's free. And that's the thing. All you need to do is register, get your little barcode. And the great thing about that is it just measures how many you're doing and obviously your times and puts you in categories. But the time is irrelevant. It's you're against yourself, you know, and you can walk it, run it. And it's a great thing to be involved in, you know. And like I said myself, even now, what Charlotte did it the last 2 weeks, so I've had to kind of take a step back and her be the priority, you know.
I'm trying to tell it to people. What a way to start off your weekend as well, because you get you up out of bed on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then by 10:30, you've done... You know, you've done your 5K.
Yeah,
and look, set up for the day.
I'll be honest with you. Like, the reason, I suppose, like, it's great for me to be involved with Parkrun and VHI, but on a personal note, like, I went through my own journey when I retired from full-time athletics, professional athletics, whatever you want to call it, and I struggled. I didn't really know whether I was coming or going. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I knew about the Parkrun, but at this stage in my life, I hated athletics. After an intense career, I hated it. And I always remember, I'll do my Parkrun. I'll go to Marley Park and I'll do it. Now, I grew up around Marley Park. My running club, Dundrum South Dublin, started there. I was bound to bump into people. So ego took over. And Friday night would come around and be like, oh, no, I won't do it. I won't do it. Eventually, I kicked the ego to touch and I said, right, I'll go up and do it. So I drove up, parked the car, and I walked into the field. And I'll never forget it, because the first fella to come up to me recognised me and he said, ah, David, great to see you. You should win this. And I remember thinking, oh. And that's what people are going to talk.
Exactly what you didn't want to hear.
Exactly. But the fact that people thought I was an athlete, that I've run every event from, like, you know, 400, which was my event, all the way up to a marathon. I'd never ran more than 400 metres. Because I was very specialised. So 5K was like a different sport to me. But I ran it.
How'd you do?
Well, I tell you, I took off like a lunatic. You swear I robbed the local shop. I was gone, took off, and then I was blown chunks by about 2K. And then this guy passed me. His name's Neil, and he runs sub 20, pushing two kids around Marleypool.
Right.
He passed me. Everyone else passed me, but I finished it. And, you know, I felt a lot better about myself. So everything you mentioned there about kind of physically, mentally, I just felt I started my Saturday in the best way, and that was kind of the start of it for me.
Because we've discussed this before, you were in a bad place, weren't you?
Yeah, I suppose I was, like, in terms of my own athletic career, I thought I'd go to the Beijing Olympics, I'd go on to London, and then I'd go to Rio, and then I'd retire. I made one. You know, I got badly injured in 2011, and that had a knock-on effect for 2012, and I retired in 2013. And I think, you know, I just had a very intense career, and I didn't really have an exit plan. I didn't have that kind of mapped out. And then I got badly injured, and that was it. So suddenly I woke up, and I couldn't really compete at that level again. My body kept breaking down, and you lose financial support, you lose sponsors, funding, all that. And you're kind of looking down... Where are you going to do next?
And you were defined, you defined yourself as an athlete.
Yeah, and that was one big area kind of in terms of my mental health. All my confidence, all my self-esteem, self-worth came from my athletics. Like, that was my river of confidence, and that dried up. So again, when you're kind of taking a holistic approach to your life, where do you get your confidence, your self-belief from? Mine was just from that one element of my life, my athletics. And then when that was done, you're kind of scratching your head going, well, what am I good at? Who am I? What goal do I have? What purpose? And, you know, that's where, you know, I look at Park Run now, and it got me back running, got me back enjoying my running. It wasn't about competing, winning times. It was literally just getting up to the park on a Saturday morning and getting around.
Yeah, in fresh air.
And getting fresh air, yeah.
So you're doing a lot, obviously, it's not sports commentary, it's sports interviewing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's crazy how life, you know, what life throws up, but... I obviously covered with RTE, did a bit of London Olympics, then I was over in Rio for the Rio Olympics, and obviously now coming around to Tokyo next year, I plan on heading out there with the team in RTE. And in between that, yeah, I've been kind of doing a good bit of interviewing, post-race interviews in terms of athletics, doing a bit with Game On and the various kind of radio and TV shows. Mm. But obviously just came back from Doha there recently enough. The World Championships were on over there, and we had great success with Kieran McGean, Brendan Buss.
We had her in, yeah. We had.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And
What was Doha like? Because I was watching it. It was like a big stage show. They had a big light show, didn't they?
It was. And that was actually, I have to be honest, from... a stadium environment and being a spectator, it was brilliant because it broke it up a little bit. It kind of livened things up a little bit, and the light kind of show was brilliant, and the music and stuff like that. But Doha in itself, it wasn't a very spectator friendly venue. Obviously, from like even getting spectators into the stadium, it was very poor. Like, you know, the attendances were really...
Athletics isn't big over there, obviously.
It's not. And I think that's it's a shame from the IWF, or World Athletics, as I call it now, because you need to know your fan base and structure around, you know, what people want. And they didn't do that. And I think, you know...
It's all about the money, though, isn't it?
It is all about the money, yeah. And I think, you know, to be fair with IWF, Seb Coe, who's the head of it now, this was done in the previous regime. And as we know, there's a lot of issues around that. But it was disappointing because it's the pinnacle of our sport. It's where the sport really sells itself. And it just wasn't there, even though on the track the championships were brilliant. There was great competition, and even within the stadium it was air conditioned. It was 24-25 degrees. It was perfect conditions. It was outside of the stadium that conditions were relentless. Mm. In terms of the marathon, the walk, and even Brendan Buss had a remarkable sixth place in conditions I honestly can only
in the 50-kilometer walk,
50k walk. Yeah, he's out there for over 4 hours.
And because it's getting close to an Olympic Games, there was a lot of competition there, and people were laying down markers, weren't they?
Yeah, it's a pre-Olympic year, so again, a lot of athletes want to lay down that marker, put themselves in a position where, you know, they're the ones to be kind of shot at going into next year. And it is a crucial year in an athlete's development with the Olympics coming around the corner.
Could we win a medal next year in athletics?
No, I don't think so.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And that's not been defeated, you know, but like, you got to kind of know your limits. I don't think, can we win? Okay, our best shot of a medal would be, I would say, maybe Brendan Buss in the 50K walk.
Right.
I think at sixth place this year, the type of character he is, and obviously conditions, he responded very well to conditions and worked that into his regime and his planning. On the track, I think Kieran McGean making a final, Tom Barr making a final would be brilliant.
We were talking to Kieran McGeehan about looking up at the time of the girl who won. Can't remember her name.
Sifan Hassan.
Yeah. And been shocked that it was that fast.
That, like, I watched it, I was there, and Hassan, obviously, she won the 10K earlier in the week. So she went from 10K down to 1500, which, again, for people who might be unfamiliar with athletics, that's like going from like rugby into soccer and been excelling at both, you know. It's phenomenal. Kira was very surprised at that time that she ran. It was one of the fastest races in the history of the world athletics, all the way down to like all the positions with PB's national record. From an athlete's perspective, it's a race you want to be in, because you'd be dragged around as Kira was to a personal best.
Yes.
But obviously there is kind of some issues around Hassan and her coach Salazar, etc. But take nothing away from Kira. Like, to get to a world final is incredible.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. You know, so really, no medals next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I start to run now? I'm 59, never ran, work as a female dairy farmer, but no regular fitness program.
Of course you can. Yeah. And like, I think the best way about that is like something like the park run, where you can run, you can walk, you can run, you can walk, or even just get out and start walking and try and walk a little bit faster, you know. So don't kind of go hell for leather straight off the bat, you know. Work it into, maybe if you have a watch, walk fast for a minute, relax for a minute, walk fast for a minute. So build your kind of general fitness up nice and slowly.
And if you're a dairy farmer, you'll probably sort of have a level of fitness anyway.
You'll be active. Some, you're on your feet, I'd imagine, over the course of the day.
I'd love to start running again, since stopped a few years ago as I couldn't get the breathing correct and my mouth would get very dry.
Yeah, a lot of people have issues around,
do they? Right.
Around breathing, because again, if you're not fit, you know, you're going to be breathing very, very, very harsh and heavy and very regular. So again, it starts small and build. Don't try and be a hero overnight. So go out and kind of go for your walks, little jogs here and there, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Build it up gradually.
Right. I joined a Fit for Life group with Lusk AC in September. I hated running and never felt I could do it. I couldn't run to save my life. I did my first park run last Saturday week in Donabate, to my amazement. So to everyone out there, give it a try. That's Nuala.
Yeah, fair play to Nuala. That's what we want to hear. But she's dead right. You know, people are always amazed that when you get yourself into an environment where, like I said, in Marley there was nearly 600 people on a cold November morning. But when you're there, it's that accountability. Oh, I've got to show up. Or you recognise someone, try and beat that person. But it's just getting in. And it's amazing the motivation that and the determination of people and getting around. It's brilliant.
I'm a speed walker. I do the park run in Cabinteely. I've done 17 so far and hope to have 20 done by Christmas. It's a wonderful thing to do and it's entirely free.
Yeah, free.
The volunteers are amazing and well done to them all. I have volunteered 3 times so far. That's Trish. And we were around the country there. We were in Limerick and Cork and Kilcock and back in Dublin there, out in St. Anne's Park in Raheny.
That's fast out in St. Anne's now. Where's your, do you have a PB, Ray?
I never really know. I just run for the fun of it.
Good. Yeah, that's what we like to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I pay more attention to how fast
I
run?
It's entirely up to yourself. Like, I kind of find myself is like, you're just getting out. And I suppose coming from my specialised background,
I can
PB.
Understand why you would have
PBs.
But
it's not now, I'll be honest. I want to run it and I want to get around and feel good. That's simply.
Yeah, I used to have one of those running watches, but I threw it out. It was taken away from the enjoyment of the whole thing.
A lot of people like that. A lot of people are getting fixated on steps and kind of heart rates and stuff like that. Sometimes get rid of the watch and just run.
Just run. That's what I do, yeah. So park runs every Saturday morning, 9:30, over 100 around the country. So over there's 100. No excuses now.
And it's free.
It's free. So
but also, what's actually funny, Ray, is you get park run tourists. So they're traveling around the country and they're going through the alphabet. So they're starting with, one begins with A and they're trying to get the whole way through.
See,
so
people are even leaving the country and traveling to
One of my favourite ones, I'll just finish on this, was down in Inch in Kerry. Unbelievable.
Inch Beach.
Inch Beach in Strand. Yeah, it was gorgeous. And remarkably, there was a good few people from England.
Right.
And they'd come over because I think there was a flight into Kerry from Luton or somewhere like that. And they'd all come over because that got I on the alphabet.
There you go. I ran 5K in an inch. There you go. David, thank you very much. David is the VHI ambassador for Park Run. 5155 on radio.rt.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.